This is an ABC podcast.
It's time to get out and about in the garden with Rowanna and Sabrina here on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Hello, hello, wherever you are throughout WA today, listening online in other states, other places in the world. Sabrina Hunt, how are you?
Hello, Ro.
You look ravishing.
Oh, thank you. It's my favourite time of the year, of course.
Get your kit off and get in the garden.
Naked gardening day, and boy, have I put some effort in this year.
You most certainly have.
Pretty stunning, huh?
You've got this beautiful
ivy
draped around your neck. Yeah, you aren't what we'd say buck naked.
Not buck naked, no.
But
no, that comes at 9:30.
You are only dressed. I'm going to assume.
Yep,
I'll
you're
leave
right.
to the imagination whatever else is going on. But in a garden bag?
Yeah.
With a beautiful brooch.
Stunning.
Just holding this whole. How critical is that brooch to everything that's going on here?
If that brooch undoes itself, I'm afraid I'm undone. Totally. So for our listeners, they may hear from time to time. Because wearing a garden bag, it's a bit rustly, really. But, you know, it's actually more comfortable than I thought it would be.
Yeah. And I must say, the thing is, for our regional listeners, we come on together at 9:05.
Yes.
And they may think that we have 40 minutes together beforehand to get our costumes on, get the photos and the publicity that we need for this significant day.
Hair and makeup.
All of that. But the reality is we have a five-minute news bulletin to achieve all of that.
And I think we've done well. And I have to say, Ro, that you do actually look lovely in autumn leaves.
Oh, thank you.
I like the placement of them.
Mm.
So, you know, you are fully covered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that colour suits you.
Thank you.
That lovely
real autumn. Well, I am an autumn baby.
Ah, there you go. That's why.
So
I
the
just
autumn leaves
so
and
lovely.
Me, we have a
synergy.
Long connection.
Well, you do look beautiful in it. You may find that as you move around, you may drop a leaf or two.
I don't know if the delightful cleaner here at ABC Perth, who has been here, might I add, not quite as long as you, sir, but when I started my traineeship way back when in the sports department, she was here.
She's such a beautiful
lady. And she's still
lady.
Here. So I may have to, you know, buy her chocolates or something.
Yes, as your autumn leaves fall one by one.
Thankfully, I've got a lot of them. They've got quite the surface area to cover, so I'm relying on them heavily.
So for all those fellow naked gardeners out there today, you may need to go in occasionally and just dry yourself off.
Yeah.
You know, cause
that's right.
Bit of water around.
The see-through poncho is the way to go. Like embrace, it's kind of like your garden bag.
It is, isn't it?
It still counts as naked, I think.
And it's functional.
Functional.
As well. Well, when
possibly, this is quite thick. And the way you get injuries in the garden, there's probably a PPE element, you know? You almost could get that through, I reckon. Is
too right.
You just be careful how you.
Do you know what
there.
I? You know what I did though, because I put the ivy on. And I didn't have my sewing bag with me, so I just stapled them on.
Oh,
and for the first time ever, I've given myself a nipple piercing. So the staple came undone off the ivy row, and I just thought, oh, that's not a good feel.
Oh, too funny. We know that you at home, radio's not the greatest medium for really embracing this, but we are just, you know, got the paparazzi doing some quick edits, and they'll send us some photos, and then we will load them up to our socials. And once they're there, I will let you all know so you can, in particular, see just how ravishing Sabrina Hahn looks.
And for anyone that's interested in fashion design, you know, I'm quite willing to share this particular design.
You will see her on the catwalks of New York, Milan,
for sure,
London, without doubt. If you have got out, I did suggest at 6 o'clock this morning for our ABC Perth listeners, it was still dark.
Oh,
it was
the
perfect time to nip out. Your neighbours wouldn't be able to see you. Use the flash and get yourself that perfect shot. If you did manage to get a perfect shot, Perth Weekends all one word, all lowercase. I'm sorry it has to be this difficult. But perthweekends@your.abc.net.au. That is also the email address you can use to send us actual gardening questions, because we will get to a bit of that throughout the show today.
We will.
But, you know, let's go with, on the scale of X to triple X, yes, we're only welcoming the X.
Yes, that's right. We don't want to go the other X's.
No.
because it is, you know, it's still morning and we want to be able to see through our eyeballs as the day goes on. So.
We've had a few good contributions. I like this from Gilps in Newman. Good morning. I'm participating flat out with Naked Gardening Day in Newman. Not completely nude though. I've left the watch on. You got to know what time it is. Time to listen to Roots and Shoots. Definitely the sort of day to celebrate Naked Gardening Day, Naked Broadcasting Day,
yes,
rather than Naked Gardening Day. Dare you to play a song. Well, Sab's going to do that at 9:30 and step outside. I gave it a shot and was unable to persist. Much nicer to come inside and listen to your banter and great information.
Well, I gave it a good shot anyway. It's the main thing.
We've just been called a pair of villains.
Oh, excellent.
Loved. There was,
Yeah.
Said affectionately.
Oh, that's nice.
Got to have a bit of fun this Saturday morning.
I think being a villain is pretty good.
And the weather didn't hamper you. That's what I'm impressed by. And it won't hamper you this afternoon actually getting out in the garden, will it?
No, I've got to do a presentation. I thought I'd go in this if it lasts. Depends how long the staples last for, Ro.
Oh, too funny. All right, let's get to a few of your calls, 1300 222 720. But most importantly, make sure you are taking your photos and you're sending them through.
Yes, please.
To that email address. Blair's going to get things underway for us. Blair, clothes on or clothes off? Hello to you.
Clothes off for me.
Good.
Excellent.
Man.
Well done.
Yeah, no worries. So my question for Rowan and Sabrina is, my friend Adam gave me a seed pod off an Eastern Kimberley Boab.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what is the best way to get the seed out?
Easy peasy. So when you open the actual nut up, there's all this white pith which you can eat. It's actually quite yummy, isn't it, Ro? Sherbet. So you eat the sherbet and then you spit the seeds out. And the seeds germinate really well, but it's not the best time of the year, Blair, unless – where do you live?
I live in the Pilbara in Karratha.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you're in the warmth.
You're
there.
A head start to the rest of us.
Absolutely. So they germinate pretty quickly, a couple of weeks. So just put the seed twice the depth of the height of the seed. A nice, warm, sunny spot. And then when they're about 10, 15 centimetres high, transplant them into a bigger pot.
Okay. Yep, that sounds great.
Yeah, so, and eat the sherbet. It's yum.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Good man, Blair.
Can't wait to try it.
Okay, keep your knickers off and have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
You're a shocker. Farmer Damien, hello to you. He's asked if we can do him a favour and let our listeners know the Serpentine Jarrodale Food and Farm Festival has been cancelled today due to the extreme winds.
Oh,
so
that's a shame.
That is. Yeah. Thank you for letting us know, though. Hopefully those who were intending to go along have got that message. Let's head to Russell, who's in Guildford. Hello, Russell.
Oh,
put your clothes. No, it's all right.
You caught me. I didn't think I was so close on the line.
That's all right.
I was just putting my pants on.
Good job, Russell. How can we help you this morning?
Yeah, don't go pruning roses. It's not a good day to prune your roses, Russell.
Well, when you said you had the ivy on, I thought I got mixed up with the holly and the ivy. Get a bit of a rush down there.
What can we do for you, Russell?
The bottle brush.
Yes.
It's about 20 years old and it just died last year.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of shoots coming back.
Okay, from the base of the bottle brush?
No, just along the branches.
Ah, okay. Well, now that you're getting new shoots, prune it back.
Okay.
Because the reason I say that is because there's life still in it, but because there'll be a fair bit of dead wood, it's going to be hard for it to get all those nutrients up to the new growth, but it means that it's firing off again. So if you prune it back and get rid of all that dead wood, then you'll have a much better crack at getting it to survive.
So what do you think just killed it off? Is it just...
Ah, okay. So their bottle brush are dying all around Perth and no one knows why. So we think it's probably a fungal disease because it's all different species of bottle brush that are dying and all different ages.
Because you can have one right next to another one. And
yeah,
the other one
and it's
die.
And it's fine. Yeah.
I would have thought it might be an insect boring in or something.
No, it's not borer. And I've inspected heaps of dead and dying bottle brushes, but there's no appearance of insect.
So just prune it right back, eh?
Yep. That's the go.
Yep. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Good on you, Russell. Thank you. 1300 222 720 if you want to join in the conversation. Kath is in Rockingham. Hello, Kath.
Hello, girls. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. I couldn't hear you. I was naked gardening a few weeks ago in that lovely sunshine, but I had to quit with my clothes on. My son came home.
Don't.
Anyway, Sally, my lovely friend has just built a nice little home on the back of her son's block.
Yeah.
And she would like to put a nice little deciduous tree in that has a canopy.
Yeah.
That will grow to about 3 metres high by about 3 metres wide.
Okay.
Got any suggestions?
I would put in a Cercis forest pansy.
Yes, I suggested that too.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful little tree.
Yes, good. Okay, that's good clarification.
And then there's another Cercis called Oklahoma and another one called Showtime, Showgirl. It's either Showgirl or Showtime. Those three different Cercis they'd be perfect.
Wonderful. What was the first one? You had Oklahoma, Showtime.
Oklahoma, Showtime and Forest Pansy.
Ah, Forest Pansy. Mm. What fabulous. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kath. Thank you. Hope your son's okay.
That's a good way to get your children to leave home.
What a call before they come round.
If they haven't left home, you just get up out of your bedroom first thing in the morning and wander about naked. And then they don't even bring their friends anymore. It's great. Work's a treat.
So, you know, the dangerous thing about today is that the opportunity for innuendo is well and truly there, as we found out last year, for those who remember. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're always trying to walk along this fine line and I'm reluctant to create opportunity of one-upmanship on who can do this best for the next 40 minutes. So my message is, you know, we're the ABC and we're being, you know, sensible about these things.
Yes.
However, this did catch my eye. Good morning, ladies. If you garden nude on a day like today, you would have nipples like Bricky's thumbs.
I concur. I tell you what, it's not
heard that one
it's
before.
Not too much warmer in a garden bag, I have to tell you.
Karen and Margaret River did also say be wary of garden burn-offs on naked gardening day.
Oh, yes.
Suggested we didn't want to start any bushfires.
No. No, we leave the burning bush for other things.
We will. And we're going to keep it above board here. Yeah. We're just embracing world naked gardening day, of course. Back to your calls, 18... Oh, no, have we got a special guest? No, our special guest is coming up a little later in the program, so that's okay. 18 past nine, we can get back to your calls. Bill is waiting patiently in Dawesville. G'day, Bill.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? I just wanted to know if now's the best time of the year to prune my poinciana.
Oh, no.
Oh, good, okay.
He's got the weekend off.
Now, the thing about poincianas, if you prune them and then you get cold weather, they tend to get a rot, Bill. So you've got to wait until the weather warms up in spring. So though, once it starts shooting, that's when you prune it.
All right. And how much can you take off generally, or should you take off?
Well, you can take up to 50% off if you want a really thick, a nice thick canopy.
Well, I'm glad you told me that because I was about to rip into it today. So that's
good. That's it. Go for a walk on the beach. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Leslie, who's in Geraldton. Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Sabrina. Hello, Ro.
Hello.
What can we do for you on this marvellous naked gardening day?
Oh, it's nice and wet up here.
Oh, is it?
But, yeah, it's lovely.
Great.
Sabrina, I have got beetles in my, it's in a big pot.
Yeah.
And they are ring barking my geraniums that I put in there.
Oh, wow.
I know. And just below the surface, I caught one of the little buggers.
Yeah.
And I've stuck a pin in him. He struggled a bit.
Ah, well, you know.
He's dark brown, sort of cockroach shaped.
Okay.
And he's about 3/4 of a centimetre long. And when they're not on the surface, they're just below the surface. And that's where they ring bark the geraniums. But the pot is also full of earthworms. I don't want to kill the earthworms.
No.
I want to kill the beetles.
Now, most beetles have little barbs on their legs. So get some wadding. You know the stuff they make doonas out of?
Yes, I'm quilting at the moment, actually.
Ah, there you go. Now, what you do is you wrap that all around the base of the geranium, and what happens is the beetles get their legs caught in it. And then you just unwrap the wadding or just crush the beetles.
Right, okay. There's no spray or anything nasty that I can use because they are if they're below the surface, they're ring barking just below the surface.
The only other thing, look, you can use a neem oil-based spray and you can also use pyrethrum. So pyrethrum will kill the beetle, but you have to spray it on the beetle. And then the only other thing you can do, Leslie, is to take the geraniums out of the pot, sieve the soil. Is it a big pot?
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's the only other thing you can do because anything that's stronger than that you put in the soil, you'll kill your worms.
Yeah, don't want to do that.
No. Mm.
I'll try the wadding bit.
Even if you just leave the wadding on top of the soil, not even wrap it around the, because the beetles have to come up to feed, so they usually come up at night.
Sabrina, you know that the millipede killer, millipede and Slater killer.
Oh yeah,
does that kill earthworms?
I'm actually not too sure on that.
No, there's nothing about it on the packaging.
No.
And I've got heaps and heaps of Slaters. And I thought if I'm willy-nilly chucking this stuff around the garden, am I doing damage to my worms?
I would be very cautious for your worms. I can't remember what the active ingredient in that killer is.
I read it, but now I've forgotten it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I would be cautious. Worms, cautious. Because the worms consume the soil, so anything that you put in there, they're going to be eating.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll go and wrap up the remaining geraniums.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you,
Sabrina.
Thanks, Leslie. Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Gardening with Rowanna and Sabrina on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
9:23. I was having some trouble getting the emails up, but I've got them up now, so you can send them through to perthweekends@your.abc.net.au. Although I've gone through a quick scroll and I can't see anyone's naked gardening photos, Sabrina.
That's very
poor. It's not really fair, is it?
No, I've gone to a lot of effort to encourage people to do this, and I'm rustling as we speak. My ivy's wilting a little bit, but come on now, people. Let's play the game, please.
Yeah, we really want you to. If you jump on to – if you're an Instagram person, I'll see what we can do with regards to Facebook. I know many of you would prefer that option. If you do have Instagram, you can jump on to either my socials, which are at Rowanna Edwards. Rowanna is spelt like Goanna with an R. Rowanna Edwards, all one word. And I have posted for you a shot of...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sab's absolutely ravishing outfit. And I'm pretty sure your darling daughter has also reposted that photo as well. So if you're a follower, which you're probably more likely to be, of Sabrina Hort with Heart, Sabrina Hahn Hort with Heart, I should say, on Instagram, then you will be able to see it there. And we will look to also get it on Sab's Facebook page. That's probably going to be the easiest way because she... because I know many of you like to find it that way. But, you know, this is part of reciprocity, you know.
That's exactly right.
These photos are going out in the ether. We expect some in return.
Yep.
So
that's a big word. Reciprocity.
It's a good one, hey?
Reciprocity.
Yeah. If I give you some, I want some in return, okay? That's what we're saying. So if you missed the email address, we will mention it a few more times. Otherwise, just jump on the phone, 1300 222 720, and ask Mickey, and she will be able to spell it out for you nice and slowly so you have time to get all the details and send us through. You've got 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't use the rain as an excuse.
No.
We want your naked gardening photos. Julie has given us a call. Hello, Julie.
Hello there. Good morning, girls.
Good morning, Julie.
Thank you very much for your show. I love it every second.
Oh, good.
Look, I've got a dwarf mulberry tree, which is in one of those nursery bags with a hand.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, it's about 3 metres tall now.
Yeah.
And I've been a bit tardy in planting it into the garden. When is the best time to do that?
You can do it now.
Can I?
Yep, you can do it now. Yep. You can do it in winter. You need to do it before October.
Ah, right.
So any time up to October.
Even though it's all covered in leaves and everything, it doesn't...
No, won't bother it at all, Julie.
And pruning?
Yeah, you can prune it now as well, or you can wait until it's completely leafless in winter and prune it then.
All right then, that's fantastic. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Pop me cardi on and go outside.
Good
no
girl.
No cardies today.
Good girl.
Good on you, Julie. Thank you very much. Kerry is in Coogee. Hello, Kerry.
Hi.
Hello, Kerry.
Hi. I just nicked outside and you got me.
Ah. Were you in the nick when you nicked outside?
Do you want a truth or a lie?
No, truth.
No, I've got my dressing gown.
Boring. Okay. Oh, never
we'll
mind.
Let it slide, though. That's okay, Kerry.
I can take it off in a minute.
Oh, that's the spirit. How can we help you, Kerry?
I'm looking at Sabrina's juicy little book of citrus.
Yes.
A mandarin recommendation to put in a large pot.
Okay, I would get a mandarin on semi-dwarf rootstock, Kerry, and I still reckon the imperial mandarin is the best mandarin. It is the tastiest, the juiciest, and the best cropper.
Will I go to like a citrus specialist? I'm in Coogee, Fremantle Way. Will I go to a shop?
To a nursery.
Yep.
Now that I haven't seen any mandarins around for a while. You might have to hunt about a bit, Kerry. So I haven't noticed mandarins. God, you really sweat in a garden bag, Ro.
You're going to need to do a costume change during Sam's pick of the week.
I think I might do. It's like a sauna in here.
Oh, you're hilarious. Hi, Sabrina. My Lamandra lime grass planted in various spots 18 months ago in garden in Hillary's is looking very lame, brown leaves and sparse. What can I do to rejuvenate them?
Cut the hell out of it, Anna. So just prune it right down at ground level. It'll come back, I promise, or die, one or the other. No, it'll come back. Apply a wetting agent, a bit of fertiliser, water that in really well, and it will come back a treat.
Okay. Excellent. I just sent a photo via email for my questionary almond tree. Yes, we can help you with that. Good morning, ladies. I have this dwarf hybrid almond tree in this blue pot. It's only supposed to grow 1.5 metres, but I think it needs a bigger pot. Do I transplant it into a bigger pot? What size pot and can I do it now?
Yeah, yes, you can definitely transplant it into a bigger pot. It certainly needs a wider pot, or you can put it in the ground. So I think almond trees are a lovely, lovely shade tree, and the parrots and the cockies love to eat the nuts.
Okay.
So win-win all round. But, yep, you either put it in a bigger pot or pop it in the ground.
Excellent. Morning, ladies. I live in the southwest wheat belt region. I have numerous fruit trees, grapefruit, mandarins, limes, etc. I've fertilised them, watered, pruned a while ago. However, before the fruit is ripe, they split open. I have not had one ripe fruit on any of those trees I've mentioned. They're quite mature trees and unsure how old they are. What should I do to get them to fruit properly? Some trees also have thorns on them.
Ah, is okay. That so the ones with thorns on have reverted back to their parentage. So they're going to be duds. You may as well get rid of them now. You won't get decent fruit off them. Prune the trees really hard. You won't get fruit. Well, you haven't been getting fruit anyway. But when you prune them hard, you may not get fruit for 1 or 2 years. The thing about fruit splitting is it's all about consistency in your watering. So you need to have like a regime where you know they're getting X amount of water on a regular basis, and then that prevents fruit split.
Okay. Very good. Fleur in Claremont says, careful, Sabrina, we don't want you turning into compost from the heat of the garden back. Happy Naked Garden Day. And to you, Fleur, it must be just about time for Pick of the Week. Do you think we should do that now?
Oh, let's do.
Let's do it.
It is that time again.
It is.
Sabrina's musical Pick of the Week. Pick of the Week.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here we go now.
The most important thing, Sabrina Hahn, is do you remember what you nominated for your Pick of the Week this week?
I had a little moment of panic there, but you see, Mickey knows what I'm like.
Yes.
Because Ebony will be really jealous because I used to walk in and go, oh, Song of the Week. And then she'd have
she'd frantically find it. Import it into our system.
Yeah. Because Mickey, I don't know. I've just been, I think as I'm going soft on her because, you know, like to.
That's interesting because Eb's way scarier.
Oh, she is. I know.
Yeah.
So I give it to Mickey on a Thursday and then, of course, by Saturday I've got no idea what. So anyway, this week's song pick is called In Your Eyes and it's by The Weeknd.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Let's do.
When I look at you in your eyes, I see there's something burning.
There you go, Sab's Pick of the Week. Your feedback already coming through at 24 to 10 on Roots and Shoots. Great song, love The Weeknd. Oh, too mainstream, Sab.
Oh.
Go back to the radical music we really want to hear.
Oh, well, you might be getting a bit of that. See, I try and do a little theme with the song sometimes. Mm. So this one's called In Your Eyes because we're naked today, you see.
Yes, fair. You know, I see what you're doing there.
Mm.
Stephen in Stratton isn't buying it, though.
No.
I think he's a bit of a music connoisseur.
Ah.
Dreadful auto-tune, whiny dirge.
Ooh.
Horrible.
Wow, that's a definite no.
I think he's saying he doesn't like it. Vince, did you first hear that in an elevator?
It is a little bit like elevator music. Mm. Yeah, I have to agree.
Here we go. Annette from Latham. She's got taste. Groovy McDoovy. Just discovered bits I didn't know I had flopping all over the place. Annette, embrace it. Grooving. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Claire in Stoneville. Kind of 80s. Feeling it, Sab. Good one.
Yep.
I'm swaying with hands up with my naked bits swaying too, but in the opposite direction. Interesting effect.
A bit of a time delay there.
I might be scaring my plants, Claire finished up with. Oh, beautiful choice for this rainy morning and gentle rhythm. So didn't ruin our naked gardening outfits when we did our slow dance. That's from Sandy and Reggie Dog.
Perfect. I think that track is sort of you can dance naked, of course, with your mop or vacuum cleaner or you know, it's one of those sort of
rake.
Would you like a rake? You've got to be careful with the tools you use on naked gardening day,
really
though,
careful. And I thought it was interesting that you chose to bring in, what did you bring in?
I bought in my
your
little
reciprocating saw.
No, this is the chainsaw.
Oh, the chainsaw. It is the little chainsaw.
Yeah.
Now this would probably be on that list of ones you'd need to be really careful with today.
Definitely.
Because I reckon even your gorgeous garbage bag, garden bag,
might get
as good a PPE as I suggested it might be. Yeah, little true. Chainsaw.
And I don't think the ivy would protect me that much.
No. No, highly, highly unlikely.
And I'd hate to be bejeweled to be de-jeweled.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good either. We'll keep going through your feedback. Don't forget, you've got 20 minutes left. We are expecting a photo in return, perthweekends at your.abc.net.au for your best naked gardening snaps. Before we head back to your calls, those online, please wait patiently. We have got an important conversation to have because DPIRD is asking Perth residents to be on the lookout for the invasive pest African black sugar ant. So we thought it would be a good time to find out a little bit more about that and what's being asked of us. And Mark Widmer, is some good mate of yours?
Yeah, he's a bonsai champion.
Oh.
People don't know that. All these DPIRD guys, like they're all into plants, not just insects. Anyway, we'll talk to him next week about bonsai. But this week we're talking the African black sugar ant. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, everybody.
And are you naked for Naked Gardening Day today, Mark?
I'm actually standing stark naked in the rain, believe it or not.
That is such a lovely
No sugar
thing.
Ants around, Mark.
Yeah, I don't think I'm having as much fun as you ladies.
True. This is true.
That is a high bar, though.
Yeah, that is a very high bar. Do they bite the African black sugar ant?
They're capable of a bite, but they're a very small ant, about 3 or 4 millimetres long, so it's no more than just a little mechanical nip, but they don't have a sting like some ants.
Right.
You know, like fire ants have a sting, and that's what the features about them, but these ants, no, they're harmless in that regard, but they do spray formic acid on their enemies and their prey.
Is that why we're worried about them? Why are we worried about them, Mark?
It's funny. It's one of these things, it's really a numbers game. The ant themselves are tiny little black, ordinary looking innocuous ants, but the trouble is they can form these sort of super colonies. They have multiple queens, and then they start off small, and before you know it, they're 1,000 per square meter across the landscape, and they just destroy everything in their path. So one of those super colonial type of ants that just displace all other things, and that's what we're worried about, displacing all the fauna, which are important with, you know, the seed dispersals and other things like that. So, you know, it can change the face of the bushland, and it can be a horticultural pest, and they can get into electrical equipment, and they can be a human amenity pest, so right across the board. We've just seen them for the first time in Australia. This is the first time we've seen this ant in Australia, so we didn't know anything about it. But from what I've seen, they're a horror story. I've seen them on the ground in residential areas, in industrialised areas, but we've also seen them in native bush. And that's what really worried me, is just the solid devastation in the native bush.
So people can – I've actually written a story on it as well, and it's up on my Facebook page with pictures of the ants. So how can people find out more about it and actually get to see what the ants look like?
Yeah, you're right, and thanks for doing that. The more that's out there, the more community awareness, the better, because we do need help. We don't know. We found 14 sort of discrete infestations across the metropolitan area, and now one in rural Narrogin. So we need people to be our eyes and ears out there as well. But the best way, Sabrina, is to look on the Department of Department of Agriculture, DPIRD website, and just look up African black sugar ant, and it'll pop up, and you've got the good pictures there. Individual ants, and in groups, with all the egg mass and pupae and brood in the sort of nesting situation. So that's the best way to see what they're like. But I think that the main thing is they look like an ordinary ant, and we don't want millions of calls about ordinary ants. The fact that they get in high populations.
Yeah.
So if you've got an unusual situation where you've just got, hey, there's a lot of these ants and they're all the same, or they're coming inside in high numbers carrying their eggs and everything, I don't recall that being, an issue before. Well, then it's worth investigating.
Okay.
And there's all these things. You can send the ants in, you're bringing them into us, you send good photos into us, or, all the, my Pest Guide Reporter app, or the PADIS, the PADIS websites.
Yep. And So if people think that they have seen something, because they're very shiny, aren't they? The sugar.
They are close up.
Yeah.
No, they're definitely black.
Yep.
Not brown.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yep.
And when you crush them, they don't have that typical strong sort
of the ant smell.
Really have that ant smell.
Mark, thank you. As always, I suspect using the My Pest Guide Reporter app makes sense for this one, and that gets the people who need to know knowing, and helps with that ID process as well.
Yeah, and we always appreciate the public and the support they give us, and also people like yourselves.
Yeah.
It's sort of biosecurity is everyone's business, and we get a lot of support, and we always really appreciate it.
Well, that is great, and we will carry on supporting you.
Good on you, Mark. Lovely to talk to you this morning.
It's trying to keep our environment as it is.
Yeah, very much so. It's 9:45. We'll take more of your calls and more of your texts, and hopefully when I go back to the inbox, some of you have done the right thing. And
come on, what's wrong with people? It's disappointing, Ro.
It's 9:45.
Today, West Coast look to restore some pride against the Tigers at the MCG.
Up to O'Neill, and O'Neill's got two.
Then tonight, Fremantle desperately need a win when they take on Hawthorn at home.
Walters is grubbing from the veranda. The pocket, around the boundary line and through for a goal.
Can our teams return to winning ways this weekend? Join us live on ABC Perth, WA and Sport Digital. Number one for footy.
And just a reminder, if you are looking for the coronation of King Charles III tonight, then the footy will be on ABC Local Radio. You'll need to head to the ABC Radio Perth coverage on digital and the ABC Listen app as well. Jim sent us a funny text.
He has.
Savvy, I was going to go naked for the day, but I can't for the life of me get the wrinkles out of my outfit.
I know where you're coming from, Jim. Believe me.
It's okay. Hi, Sabrina. I have had a pomegranate tree for about 8 years. Fruits every year with plenty of fruit, but they never ripen fully before splitting. Ooh. Then the insects get in.
Mm.
Any thoughts? We had a similar one to this earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So, Justine, that unfortunately is the variety of pomegranate that you've got. And sometimes when you get big changes in temperature, the fruit on pomegranates will split. So,
not much more you can give?
No, just hard prune.
When in doubt.
Hard. I got the sound effects.
You mad woman. You're scaring me a little with that glint in your eye. John's given us a call. Hello to you.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm rustling very well, actually.
You're rustling. Yeah. I've sent a picture in of a tree in my front yard. I don't know what it is.
Oh.
And for the last two seasons, it's slowly been...
It's a melaleuca by the look of it.
Is it a melaleuca?
Yeah.
About a quarter of it's got green foliage on it. The other one is just... It's all dying. I don't know. Is it worth saving? Can I save it?
Well, the majority of it is kind of dead. All right, so I don't know what's causing that. Yeah, it's definitely a melaleuca. So have a look at the very base of the plant and see if there's any mushrooms that are happening at the around the bottom of the trunk. Give it a really hard prune. Take away some of the lawn from around the base of it. Get some compost, a bit of clay, wetting agent, especially with the rain, and give it a thorough soaking. Have a look for any borer holes as well. So they'll be the size of a pencil. But
yeah,
really,
I can't see any
okay. So no borer holes. So it could be fungal. So get you can buy soil microbes.
Okay, good.
So I'd go and get some soil microbes, John. Some compost because that kicks the microbes off. Wetting agent, but a really good hard prune. You're going to have to prune 50% off it, I reckon.
Okay. Yep.
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 Okay. Soil microbes. And
wetting agent, compost.
Soil microbes, good garden nursery or?
Yes, you have to go to hardware? No, you won't find it in a hardware store. You have to go to a nursery.
Good on you, John. Thank you for giving us a call this morning. Diane says, hi, Sab, you indicated earlier to a caller he should prune his bottle brush, but if there's a fungus across Perth, should he or all of us avoid putting the prunings in the, I don't know if that's a, is Fogo bin?
Yeah. So that's a very good question, Diane. Most of the stuff that goes in the Fogo bins, we've got our first picture.
You still got your train of thought? I lost mine. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, it's heat treated. So if it is a fungus, then the fungus would be killed during the composting heat process.
There you go, Diane. We've just got our first naked photo through. You're right.
It's a cracker.
Beaky by name, beaky by nature.
And look, he's a keen gardener.
So proud. He's standing so staunch with his pitchfork.
Yeah, he's got his
pitchfork. Almost as scary as you with
his boots
chainsaw.
On. And a very,
safety boots.
Very interesting, another piece of PPE that he's got fashioned around various part of his body that he needs to protect.
Is it a crocodile?
I think it's a I think it's like a demon,
It's a pouch anyway.
It is a pouch.
That's
yes,
protecting
indeed. Well done.
The jewels on this coronation day. fabulous body art as well.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Beaky.
Yeah, Beaky, we love you. That's great. I feel like I've got a friend out there
now. Yeah, someone's joining in the party on this world.
So good.
Naked gardening day. Just before that, Mickey had suggested maybe it was too cold and we're out there, which we would never accept as a reason not to contribute.
I'm in a leaf bag.
Perth weekends at your.abc.net.au if you want to join in Sab, mine and Beaky's party this Saturday. Sam from Geraldton, hello to you.
G'day, Sam.
Yeah, sorry, I've just got you on speaker.
Oh, there that's okay. Did you like the song pick today?
It started out pretty good with with the 80s synth. It wasn't bad.
Middle of the road. I'll accept that. That's cool.
How can we help you, Sam?
As you know, up here in Geraldton, it gets ridiculously windy, and we've got a couple of citrus trees and an olive tree that have just absolutely been copping it the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And they've gone all bare on one side. I've since put in some wind barriers to kind of give them a bit of relief.
Yeah.
Just wondering when I should prune back all the dead stuff.
Well,
to kind of give them a chance.
I would do it now, Sam.
Okay.
I'd do it now.
How much? Like, go pretty hard or just be a bit lenient with them?
Well, I wouldn't go too hard because even the dead twiggy stuff does offer some protection for the foliage on the lee side of the wind. So, I mean, you could take a third off, no problem whatsoever.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
I'll get them this
afternoon. And then this. There you go, Sam. I like having little props in here.
Good on you, Sam. Wow. So, you know, some people really struggle with their in-laws.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, don't really love them and they find excuses. So I have fabulous in-laws. And what's really fabulous about them is they embrace days like today.
Oh, and awesome.
And so I've just, the family group chat.
Yeah.
Have a photo that's come through of my racy sister-in-law.
Oh, that is brilliant.
He's having some fun hiding behind the wheelbarrow, fully embracing. And then her other half.
Fabulous.
Look at that.
They've
got his and hers photos.
The other way around. I love that. I love you. I love your in-laws.
Yeah, what a contribution.
I think they're great.
That is good stuff. You're Shane and Amy, well done. Yeah. Thank you. Extra big Christmas presents for them this year.
Definitely.
Perth Weekends at your.abc.net.au. You've got about 7 minutes to get your photos contributed. Richard in Albany has given us a call.
Yeah, g'day, ladies.
Hello, Richard.
I've got a problem with my mandarin tree.
Mm-hmm.
It has been losing its leaves.
Oh.
So it looks rather twiggy.
Yep.
It's still got fruit on it, which is developing lovely.
Yep.
And it's putting out lots of green shoots on just random stems.
Right.
The rest of the tree looks a bit ordinary with yellow tips. And I just can't work out what's going on.
Okay. Now, have you had a big mob of rain in the last couple of months?
We have, but this has been going on for...
Oh, it's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Is there any cracking of the bark or along the stems?
Yes, there is, around the stem, that's right, yes.
Okay, so it's got collar rot. So you need to spray that with a fungicide.
Right.
I can't give you product names, but it's something that stops rotting. That's a hint. There's one that's for collar rot on citrus. That's actually in the label. You need to spray it. You need to prune off any of the dead wood. And where the bark is splitting, you need to get like a scalpel and actually peel that off because the fungal spores are underneath that peeling bark. And then you spray it with the fungicide.
That'll give me something to do.
Absolutely, Richard.
Thanks, dear.
Okay, no worries.
Let's head to Marita, is it, in North Pinjarra? Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you? Hi.
Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, hi. Okay, so unfortunately a beautiful large gum tree had to be cut down on our street because it was just getting too dangerous and, you know, too close to houses. The contractors kindly gave me what they shredded of the tree,
right,
and I've got it sitting in the side of the front garden. Is about 8 cubic meters of it.
Yep.
How long do I need to let that kind of season before it can be used?
Well, at this time of the year, because it's not very hot, you'd need to leave it a couple of months. Now, what I would do, Marita, I'd go and get some blood and bone, and sprinkle that over the top of the heap and then cover the heap with a tarpaulin.
Okay.
And it'll start cooking. So you need the nitrogen, a bit more nitrogen in there. And it'll compost down beautifully within a couple of months.
Okay, great. Okay. And it's in two big piles. So how much blood and bone do I need?
Okay, so you need like a quarter of a laundry bucket.
Okay.
For each pile, yep.
Okay, and cover it with the tarp.
Yep, and cover it with the tarp, yep.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, no worries, Marita.
Have a great naked day.
Oh, thank you. We are.
Oh, it's a much better day when it's a naked day. Laura sent us an email and I was sitting there in the queue and I just wasn't sure if I was brave enough to open it. It was the subject line was huge, gorgeous protea bush, thankfully.
Ah, it's a protea bush.
It is a huge, gorgeous protea bush.
Stunning. Wow.
There is a question that goes with it.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. Compliments. We'll take those, Laura. Thank you. We've just moved to 5 acres in Baker's Hill and have this gorgeous protea. It's huge, approximately 7 metres wide by about 4, maybe more, metres high. How do we look after it to give it its best life and if it has scale? If so, how on earth do I get to the top of the bush and what treatment does it need?
Okay, so with those proteas, you prune them. You've got to prune so them, otherwise they get really heavy and then the branches snap off. So when you pick the flowers, come down a fair way, like 30 centimetres from the flowers. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it?
Now, with the scale, it is safe at this time of the year to spray it with an oil-based spray. You can't do it once temperatures get to above 30 degrees, but I would definitely get onto that scale now. How you reach the top, you might need a little ladder to get up there and spray it. And be very careful, they're Proteaceae family, so only use a native fertiliser.
Okay. Beautiful. Good on you, Laura. Thank you. Marty says... regarding Sabrina's little chainsaw, Sabrina, I share your chainsaw love. Mm. We recently bought a little red battery chainsaw too, and it's an absolute ripper.
It's a cracker. What
do you use it for?
As a pruner. So I have, of course, I brought in my reciprocating saw as well.
That's what I was expecting, yes. Given it so how much airtime it gets on this program.
Yes, it's. I'll bring that. I'll get Mickey to bring that in because we haven't had the noise of the reciprocating saw.
We've got about 60 seconds to do that in.
So the reciprocating saw.
That's a weapon.
Isn't that a ripper?
Oh, wow.
Does that noise. But it's a blade. So when you've got a thicker piece of wood, a stem or a branch to prune, you bring out your little chainsaw.
Yeah, they do the hard work for you.
Ah, smart.
Hey, we're rapidly running out of time.
Oh, shame.
A couple of things that I need to do. One,
yes.
You're probably going to have a message or a phone call from your daughter when you step outside for promoting things on your Facebook page or whatever that aren't there.
Okay.
So that's just another for you two to have in your business meeting this week. I need to maintain my status as Auntie of the Year and say happy birthday to Tom for today and Millie Rose for tomorrow. And other than that, you enjoy your happy World Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, don't you worry, I will.
Take your reciprocating saw.
And my chainsaw.
Take your chainsaw.
And my ivy.
And keep them well away from your body. Thank you to all of you at home for sharing in the fun this morning. It's been another great day. We will be back with you. Well, Sab will be next week. Actually, it's our last one together for a few weeks. But anyway, we don't even have time to talk about that. We'll tell you more next weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday and your whole weekend. It's now 10 o'clock.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. You can discover more ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.